Get the round of applause ready for a man who's been a member of the Tasmanian Liberal Party since 2002. He is a qualified black belt instructor in the martial art of Taekwondo. He's a big fan of AFL here in Tassie and us getting our own team because he's putting the boots back on. He's coming out of retirement. He's a Sagittarius. He's the owner of several dogs, my favourite being Mac. He has a panther on one arm and Jimmy and Nath on the other. Please welcome to the show the Premier of Tasmania, Peter Gutwin.
Pete, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you both?
Better now, Premier, that we've got you on the show.
How's that intro going, Pete? Am I getting better at it?
Look, I must admit, every time you just inch forward towards perfection. Every time
we're getting close.
Beautifully.
We're getting closer and closer.
Look, it's hard to find interesting facts because every time I want to add something, I just want to fact check that. Do you have several dogs, and one of them is named Mac?
I do have a dog called Mac. In fact, that's my daughter Millie's dog, Mac, and I have a dog, Timmy, and unfortunately we had a dog, Woody, that we had to rehome because our place wasn't large enough for
us. Okay.
Well, we have two dogs.
We'll be adding both of those to the intro for next time, Pete. It's just getting longer and longer. We're going to run out of time.
Did you say Jimmy or Timmy?
Timmy.
Jimmy.
But after, actually I should have called him Jimmy.
Pete, look, let's dive right into it. Obviously, big weekend for yourself, big weekend for Southern Tasmania. When I say big, I mean not big, locked down. Mate, how did you find the last 3 days, of course, announcing that snap three-day lockdown? How did you find the response from, I guess, your chief medical team and of course, Tasmania as well?
Well, the first thing I want to say, lads, is thank you to Southern Tasmania, to everybody that that helped us through this. It's rare, in fact, very rare for Tasmania to be in lockdown. And in fact, first time since, obviously, the first quarter of last year that we've had to take measures like this. I was just so impressed with the way that Southern Tasmanians stepped up to the plate, did what was required, and then we were able to come out of it at 6 p.m. on Monday night. So very pleased and thankful for the efforts of everyone.
Premier, I'm assuming you don't make a decision like this lightly, but what kind of factors go into making a decision like this? Because I know a lot of people are like, oh, we've only had one case, why are we locking down, that kind of stuff. Is it the uncertainty or what kind of decisions came about? What kind of factors helped you make this decision for a three-day lockdown?
Well, there were a couple of main reasons, and certainly the decision was made off the back of public health advice, but public health had formed the view that the risk to the community was quite real and potentially could be quite devastating. Obviously, we had been, and we've been messaging this up, we were not comfortable with the level of information that we were receiving in terms of the case and their movements. More importantly, once we found out that the individual had been to the Woolworths supermarket and that there were significant numbers of people that were then classed as close contacts who'd had some time in the community as well, public health took the view that if there were to be cases, then it could be widespread and that unfortunately it could have lasted much longer than 3 days. So the decision was made for a quick three-day snap lockdown with a view to being able to ensure that in terms of close contacts, that testing could occur, but importantly that we could get an understanding of where this virus could potentially be in the community. I want to thank public health. Their people just are fantastic. They have a very difficult job trying to elicit information from individuals. They work extraordinarily dedicated in terms of the steps that they take. And importantly, we came through it and got out of it, and I'm very pleased with that.
Look, I'm with you, Pete. I know Nath as well. Massive round of applause, public health, but also Tasmanians.
Yeah,
I know the
well
majority
done,
of people doing the right thing and, wearing masks till 6 p.m. this Friday as well. But I do want to chat about that individual, Pete. I know you did say about throwing the book at him. I don't know if you managed to see it, but he was on 7 Tasmanian News last night, and he's come out and said that he did the right thing, that he was being cooperative, but this goes against everything that you've said, public health said. Did you see that last night? Do you have a response to that?
Look, I did see it last night, and it certainly surprised me. But look, I'd allow Tasmanians to make their own judgments on this. Public health have been quite clear in terms of their concerns around the information that they were receiving. And I think Tasmanians are smart enough to work out what's true and what's not.
Yeah.
Well said.
Well said.
See, that's why you're the Premier, Pete. Well, I mean, that's why you're the Premier.
Well, Pete, I mean, let's talk about next step for this bloke. We call him a COVIDiot. that's the term we use. But what will be the next step for this fellow? I mean, he said that he wants to stay within Tasmania. There's rumours that he might be shipped back to the mainland. There's rumours that he might appear in front of a court, in front of a judge. Where do you want to see this heading next?
Well, look, I've made my views very clear on this, and in terms of those views, I think I'm reflecting the broader Tasmanian community. But importantly, there's a public health response underway at the moment, and as both Dr. Veach and Donna Adams have made very clear at the press conferences that we've held, that the public health response comes first, and then police will do their work. And I'll leave that in the hands of police. I think it's important that, that they are allowed to go about their investigations unfettered. And quite obviously, they need to operate autonomously from government, and that's exactly what they will do. But public health response first, police will do their work, and then we'll see where this matter goes.
Pete, just mentioned it briefly there, wearing masks till 6 p.m. this Friday. When are we going to get an update about that and whether that will continue or not?
Well, I said at the press conference on Monday that we'd provide that update on Friday morning, and importantly, we will. Obviously, as we move forward, public health will continue with the testing of the close contacts. We're only a handful. As of last night, I think there were only two tests that we were waiting on in terms of those that we have in quarantine. I'll get an update again shortly this morning in terms of that, and I'll be standing up at 11 o'clock today and providing some more information about that. But at this stage, it all seems to be going well. The point I would make is that if we do have another positive case, and that could still be possible in terms of the people that we have in quarantine at the moment, they've been tested once, they'll be due for their second test. Now, this virus can come on after a period of days, and normally 3 to 5 days is when we see the virus take effect. So we'll continue to test, but the important thing is that those close contacts are all in quarantine, and if anybody does test positive, they're in quarantine and there's no risk to the community.
Pete, back on this bloke, he claimed that he just simply walked out of hotel quarantine. There was no guard there to stop him. And I know at the moment that the security team are working through footage to see what actually happened, whether or not somebody just let him out. Have you got any clarity on how he managed to get out of hotel quarantine so easily?
There's currently a review underway. And look, I should have advice, I would hope, before the end of the week in terms of that. And obviously, I'll make that advice public. We need to understand exactly what has gone on, but importantly, that steps are taken to ensure that it can't occur again. And in terms of the initial investigations, we put additional security guard on hotel security guards into hotels where it's necessary. Police are playing a role as well. And we've also increased CCTV. Now, I'd make the point that there have been 13,500 people that have gone through quarantine, and there have only been two breaches of hotel quarantine where people have actually been able to leave, and it's important that we take whatever steps we can to ensure that that can't occur. But I would make this point. These are quarantine hotels. They're not prisons. They're not correctional facilities, and with them, they bring certain challenges.
Pete, well, I've got you. We're massive sports fans. You know, we love our Hurricanes. Jack Jumpers starting soon. Alistair Clarkson officially involved with our Tassie bid for an AFL team. How are you feeling about that? You feeling more confident now?
Look, it's just fantastic to have Clarko on board. He is one of the big thinkers in terms of football and has been, the best coach, I think, that the AFL have had in place for the last 20 years. And I think for most, I'm not a Hawthorn supporter, but I think most every Hawthorn supporter would agree with that. He's been extraordinarily successful. Importantly, people listen to Clarko, and to have him on the team is just fantastic. Can I just take just one pivot back just in terms of COVID just for a moment? Because today we will hit 70% double vaccination,
awesome.
Fully vaccinated, which is a great milestone. But I just want to encourage Tasmanians to step up and roll up their sleeve, especially those in the 16 to 29 year old age group. Now's the time to get vaccinated. That's the one group that I'm most concerned about for two reasons. One is that they are lagging in terms of vaccine coverage at the moment, but when we do open up, and we will open up before Christmas, that's our plan, and I'll be talking more about that on Friday, they will be the group that will be more socially mobile than others. And so it's important that that cohort gets vaccinated. And so I just encourage everybody, there are plenty of clinics around you, and every clinic you can now walk into. You know, we'd prefer, you know, book so we know we can manage our staff and resources. But importantly, if you want to get vaccinated, you're driving past a clinic, turn up, roll up your sleeve and get vaxxed. It's really important that that happens.
Well, look, Pete, I agree with you. And look, you know, for some reason, I'm not sure why, the 16 to 29-year-olds, they love us. So if you are listening to the show, Nathan and I, we're both double vax. So yep. We encourage you, if you're listening as well, to get vaccinated. It's our best way to beat this and also get back to as much normality as possible. But, Pete, another thing that the 16 to 29-year-olds love that Nathan and I know, they love the TikToks, mate. They love the videos. You don't have to say yes, but is there any chance the three of us, Jimmy, Nathan, Pete, we could do a TikTok, a video?
With Puppy G.
With Puppy G asking people to get vaccinated. Could we make that happen?
There is no doubt at all in my mind that we can make that happen. Absolutely, we can make that happen. I'll get my team onto you today, and we'll sort something out.
I love it, Pete. Right. We love you, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us. Good on you.
No worries, gentlemen.
We appreciate you coming on the show. Good on you, Premier Peter Gowan. Right,
want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Down. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.